Wait a minute. More directly, then I would ask that the material to the information to which you were referring, which on which the recommendations of the audit committee is based, would be sent to.
I am sure when the audit committee makes its presentation, it will make a full and historical presentation about their process, the respondents, the qualifications, and the interview process. I will await their full report.
I'm wondering how we can resolve this in terms of the coordinating committee right now. Sherry, do you see a path that will be satisfactory to all parties here? Can you make a recommendation? Should the audit
committee present something
to the PNB? Can you just assure us that the PNB will have an opportunity to weigh in prior to entering into any contract so we don't,
Also helpful would be just to find the motion that created, that asked the audit committee to look at auditors.
A point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Sarv, what's your point of information?
Has anybody looked at the policy motions that were passed that set a certain amount of amount limits in entering a contract? So I understand that the audit committee does not enter into a contract. It's the national office that does that. If they're within the guidelines, if they're within the guidelines that are prescribed in the,
I can answer that question. Actually, the contract policy applies to the national office entering into contracts, and it's never been used. And it calls for those contracts to be brought to the coordinating committee, anything over a certain amount, which I forget now.
So it's $30,000, I think.
$30,000.
No, it was $10,000,
I think. I'm happy to send it out to everyone.
I'm looking at one that's kind of old, I think, maybe.
But still, unless it's overruled, is still active.
Yeah, this is the one that was erroneously applied to director's inspections, I think. Anyway, where are we on time for this item, madam?
I was trying to say that we are over time, although I'm sorry, as a probably sad little timekeeper tonight, I'm a little confused. We kind of melded a couple of items together.
We did.
So we're 8 minutes over the discussion of the schedule for the national board meetings, and I'm sort of unsure how we resolved that.
Well, let me just clarify. The agenda for the meeting is ultimately the responsibility of the chair to develop with input from all interested parties so that there's a proposed agenda that's acceptable and as amendments are made at the time of the meeting, we have a process that everybody's happy with. We don't seem to be anywhere near a proposed agenda right now. We seem to have a sort of a vague outline. So I think that, Sherry, if you're satisfied, maybe we can wrap this item up for today. I heard someone asking to be recognized.
Me, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. Okay. Go ahead, Sherry.
You could say in quotes, I was somewhat satisfied. I would ask people to, and I've heard, the urgency and Jamie's concerns and other people. If anybody has a specific item that's been trailing at our PNB meetings, please forward it to me. If anyone on the call has ideas about structuring this so that we, utilize the time very productively, please forward it to me. And I am going to schedule some of the budgets on Friday in the afternoon and then again all day Saturday for finances. So I would like you to be in contact with me, and then I can plug things in as I receive them. Thanks.
Okay. I note that we're at time for the item. I think we should move on.
Thank you.
Move the agenda.
Okay. All right. Item number 3, special rule for affiliate directors election. This is a time-sensitive item. It's, we have adopted a custom, which means we've passed a rule, I think at least last year, if not the last 2 years, to move the affiliate director's election up so that the two affiliate directors are seated in January with the rest of the new and returning directors. It seemed at our last coordinating committee meeting that there was a lot of support for doing that again, in addition to a bylaws amendment that I'm proposing to make that, you know, conform to the bylaws. For this year, if we intend to do that, we have to start moving. And I'm sorry about my dog. I'm proposing that we that this committee approve a rule to bring to the board. Wait, let me get her out of here. Sorry. That we approve a rule and bring it to the PNB for approval so that we can notify, so that the affiliates can be notified in the event that this is approved, that the election is going to be underway and that nominations are open and will be closing. I'm proposing on November 15th as a date, and then have the election, the balloting, occur in December as we did last year. So if you look on your email entitled Coordinating Committee Agenda and Codes, at the bottom under the asterisk, there's a motion, Special Rule for 2008-09 Affiliate Directors Election. Resolved that for purposes of election of affiliate directors to be seated at the in-person PNB meeting January of 2009, nominations shall close on November 15th, 2008, and all materials supporting each nominee shall be submitted not later than December 1, 2008, per the bylaws, Article 5, Section A. A further resolve that given 30 days notice at a board meeting in December 2008, the directors present and voting, excluding any then current affiliate or at-large directors from the vote, shall establish the protocol for balloting and shall two affiliate directors per bylaws, Article 5, Section B, which describes the election. Further resolve that relevant parties such as the affiliates coordinator, affiliates task force, et cetera, shall be instructed to send appropriate notification ASAP to the affiliate stations of the pending election with timeline, qualification requirements, et cetera. So I'm proposing that the committee approve this to submit to the PNB, and is there any discussion?
Chairman, just a point of information.
Yeah.
I just wonder how did that fit into coordinating committee's purpose?
Somebody, this is business that the board needs to do. We need to elect our affiliate directors. If nobody takes charge of this, it won't happen. So if we're going to do it this year, we need to take an action now. Otherwise, it will revert to the bylaws prescribed timeline, which would be in having the election in March. So I see it as being part of the board's business to be done between meetings.
Mary Bird?
Okay, Mary,
Sherry,
go ahead.
I'm fine with that proposed rule. I agree with your suggestion. We could approve it and recommend it for the full board at the in-person meeting, unless anybody has big objections with it. That was what you're proposing here, isn't it?
Or if there's a teleconference between now and then, because when you're opening nominations, you want to give as much lead time as possible. There's no reason to narrow it. And if you narrow it, it's much, you always can use more.
Okay. Okay.
That's my only comment there. Did someone else want to be recognized? Was it Sherry? Go ahead.
Yeah, this doesn't address how the affiliate's delegate is selected or voted on, correct? It's just the time for that election and the election.
It's the timeline, and then, actually what it does say is that in December, presumably a teleconference of the PNB, the nominees would be presented and there would be a decision made as to how to do the balloting.
Okay.
in the past it was by email. It could be done by postal mail.
Okay, so any other concerns one has could be raised at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm finding information, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, Star, go ahead.
This has to go to the LSBs as well?
No, it's strictly a PNB matter. It's not.
Wendy?
This is not a bylaws amendment. This would be a special rule. But I'm also proposing a bylaws amendment that reflects the same timeline and purpose. But for now, I really think, because even if we amend the bylaws, then this won't happen in time for this to go into effect. So I'm proposing this now that we'll have nominations closed November 15th and have the election take place in December, which I'm not sure exactly what the timeline was last year, but I know for a fact that the election took place in December.
I don't know. Maybe if he knows.
It seems to me... Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to respond to that?
Ifia, go ahead.
It seemed to me that that the materials had to be in by December 1st, and apparently whatever the next meeting was that you all had during that, the month of December, because then there was the interviews and all of that. And I was notified, like, the 1st of January.
Yeah, that will be the point, that there will need to be interviews scheduled prior to balloting. So depending on how many nominees we have, I think we had about five, maybe six last year. Anyway, is there any further discussion?
And Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
I think it's a very good motion.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for it. I wonder about when you say that you're also proposing a bylaws amendment for the same thing, are you talking about doing this at the September 3rd cutoff date as well?
Hopefully, if there's support, if I can get six directors, but I hope to raise it with this committee since we're, you know, dealing with the same issue.
Okay, so I too, like Sarv, am struggling with what is the purview of the coordinating committee. I think this is. I don't know that it is. Maybe it's governance, but I agree with you. If somebody doesn't do it, then it needs to be done. So I have a question about these now several bylaws amendments that will be going out at the same time with the date of September 3rd as the notice date. They will be offered separately, right? Everybody will have a chance to vote each one up or down separately.
Yeah, and I just, Wendy, I appreciate the comment. Unless it really relates to this rule, I'd appreciate it if we just put it off to the next item, which will be about the bylaws amendments.
Okay.
Madam.
Hi, Jamie.
Okay, Jamie, go ahead.
We're at time.
Okay, I'll recognize Jamie, and then we'll see.
I had said I wanted to be on the stack again.
Oh, Ifia?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll recognize Jamie and then Ifia, and then we'll see what we want to do. Jamie, go ahead.
Okay. I have no real problem with this as a special rule for this year, but I do believe that if the PNB wants to make a habit of electing the affiliates directors in December rather than March, we should amend the bylaws to do so. And the reason, so I'm glad Jack is also proposing an amendment. You know, the reason why I feel that way is that selecting who the directors of the foundation are is actually a very core function of the bylaws. And since it can happen that an outgoing board is not the same as the incoming board, like the December board might be quite different from the January board. The January board may come in and say, well, you elected some directors that we didn't want. And I believe they would probably have a reasonable case to get that overturned, and I wouldn't want to create any exposure for the foundation. So, I'm not saying whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to do December or March, but I do believe that if that's the way we want to do things, the long-term solution is a bylaws amendment. But I have no problem with the special rule for this year.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, thanks. First of all, I wanted to thank you, Jack, for drafting the special order and the proposed bylaws amendment. I had done that privately, and I wanted to do so publicly as well. The second point is that there's no reference to whom the application and supporting documents are sent, and I think it's important that that's indicated so that everyone has notice.
Well, if I can respond, when I say per bylaws, Article 5, Section A, which I'll get up here, Article 5, Section A, that, it's actually Article 5, Section 4, Part A. Nomination says, in addition, each nominee shall submit his or her resume and a statement of, wait a minute. It states who the information is submitted to, but I just...
What article is that?
It's Article 5, Section 4A, nomination. Nominations shall be submitted in writing to the foundation secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be whatever is in the bylaws, which I didn't feel was necessary to repeat. When I say per article, it should be per Article 5, Section 4A, which spells out to whom the materials are submitted.
Would you mind putting that it's to the secretary and then bracketing the bylaws reference?
Yeah, let me make sure that I've got everything. Nominations shall close on February 15th, this is the bylaws, each year, and shall be submitted in writing to the foundation secretary. Every affiliate station or association of affiliate stations submitting nominees shall include with said nominations a written explanation of its procedure for selecting the nominees. Said statement shall be certified by the station general manager or the governing board secretary of each affiliate station nominating said candidates by the secretary, et cetera. In addition, each nominee shall submit his or her resume and a statement of his or her interest in serving as a director of the foundation. The foundation secretary shall forward to all foundation directors all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than March 1st. So the materials are initially submitted to the foundation secretary, and then they are forwarded to the entire PND. So let's see. Going back to our motion, it would be... All material supporting each nominee shall be submitted by the foundation secretary to the full PNB not later than December 1st?
Yes.
Would that be adequate?
I think so. And then the reference, the bylaws reference can be put in parentheses so that...
Yeah. All right. Article 5, section, let me correct this. So it's section 4.
A.
I'm just typing up a corrected version here. And Article 5, Section 4B for the next paragraph. Okay, let me just send this out to the committee plus Mary. Okay.
I am on the committee, so it's not the committee plus Mary.
Okay, revised special rule. Okay, they're going out now.
Okay.
It's subject line revised special rule. So now it reads, resolved that for purposes of election of affiliate directors to be seated at the in-person PNB meeting in January of 2009. Right. Nominations shall close on November 15th, 2008, and all materials supporting each nominee shall be submitted by the foundation secretary to the full PNB not later than December 1, 2008, per bylaws, Article 5, Section 4A. Further resolved, a given 30 days notice at a board meeting in December 2008, the directors present voting, excluding any of them current affiliate or at-large directors from the vote, shall establish the protocol for balloting and shall elect two affiliate directors per bylaws Article 5, Section 4B. Further resolved that relevant parties such as the affiliates coordinator, affiliates task force, etc., shall be instructed to send appropriate notification ASAP to the affiliate stations of the pending election with timeline, qualification requirements, etc. We're at time for this item. If there's a need for further discussion, I think we need to extend time. Anyone want to do either? Okay, hearing no interest. Can we go to a vote? Is there any objection to the motion?
Hearing none. Mr. Chairman,
you see, it was no interest. It was our desire to move things forward.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just meant no interest. I didn't mean any disparagement.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Sorry, yes. What's your point of information?
We are sending this to the board? Is that what
This will go to the PNB before anything happens.
Thank you.
Yeah, from the committee. Okay, thank you very much. If we may move on, I have a proposed bylaws amendment, which is very much reflective of the same thing, which I sent out as at 4:50 p.m. Pacific time. Subject line, proposed affiliate director's bylaws amendment, and I will now forward it to our secretary who got left off of this in a Word document.
Her computer is working?
My computer is working, but Jack wasn't on his list. I was, but I fell off.
Yeah. Now, the amendment does the identical thing. Does the identical thing that the special rule does, and all I'm really asking of committee members is that if five of you would you know consider supporting this amendment with me, then we should have no problem getting it onto process of get it on the website September 3rd and. It'll start coming to a vote then in November. So I ask you to look it over. There really isn't anything here that we haven't just discussed at the last agenda item, I don't think. And let me know, and I'll be in touch with directors looking for support for this. You might want to look over the preamble. Who was that? Was that Nia?
Yeah.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, I think when you did the draft, you asked me, and I think I responded. I said yes. So you have.
Oh right, yeah, I might have changed a tiny bit. So I just cleaned up the language, which we've just covered in the special rules, so that in December there's a decision made on balloting, and not necessarily. You're not going to hold an election at a teleconference. It's not feasible, and then you might exclude members anyway.
Would you send me that? I don't have that.
Okay, I'll send it. I'll forward it to you right now, Sarv.
Are you sending it to me and to Sarv?
Yeah, Mary, did you get it yet?
Let me see. Let me try it again.
I can send it.
Quite.
How about KPFA? How about your other email?
Yeah, it might have gotten. Let's see. Okay, yeah, now I've got it.
I'm sending it. Okay, well, now you should have two.
Oh, I have one. Well, I have a special rule.
Right.
Now I have the proposed affiliate director's bylaws. They're both of them.
So I have Nia, Afia, and Jack, and I'll be looking for three more willing and able directors between now and Friday. Okay. If there's no further discussion on this, I think we can move the agenda.
Move the agenda.
Okay.
Let's see here. Where my agenda go?
Red number five.
Update on DNB minutes approval.
Okay. Update. Oh, boy. If you think we've been doing a good job of clearing up our backlog, think again. Just for your information. We've we've approved, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 sets of minutes. We have yet to approve from our backlog 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 sets that we haven't yet approved. So anyway, thank you to the board for working on it.
There's something wrong with what I got.
Is something wrong with it?
Yeah, I don't know what. I did not get the full text here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is the subject line, sir?
I say the proposed bylaw amendment regarding. But I don't have the.
Okay. Let me send it fresh. Maybe it's because it was a forwarded.
It's a Word
affiliate.
If something is.
Okay.
I have one document, Word doc that you sent. Is that correct?
Okay.
Is that what you meant? There were two or one?
Yeah, there's one Word doc called affiliate. I'm going to send it again.
Okay.
I'm going to send it fresh to start.
Thanks.
Okay.
Could you just send it to all of us? This is the corrected version?
Yeah, but it's not any, you know, I sent it a few hours ago. It's not. It hasn't been changed since I sent it a few hours ago. I changed the special rule a little bit, but the bylaws amendment doesn't require that change. So if you want, I'll send the brand new copy to everyone.
I would appreciate that. I was going to ask if you would make the same change on the bylaws, the proposed bylaws amendment, just because it's easier reading, it's instructive, and it just helps folk who are having to deal with it to be able to have a clearer, fuller picture and for greater detail have the bylaws reference as
maybe we can discuss this over email, Afia. I think that the bylaws are explicit, and they describe that they should be submitted in writing to the foundation secretary, and then the secretary shall distribute to the PNB. So, I guess I don't quite understand what you're saying, because the information that was added to the special rule during this meeting is in the bylaw as written. And it's not taken out in any way.
Right.
And it's very clear.
I need to look at the two again. It seems to me the point that I'm making is that when reading the bylaw, it says that it would say that it goes to the secretary, and then without all of the other detail. I'll look at what you send me online.
Yeah, okay, good. I'll send it one last time, this affiliate bylaws amendment. I'll send it out to the committee and copy Mary one last time.
Can you put my name on the committee? Can you just add my name on there back again?
I have to go into my address book and change it. It's a smart group, and I have to put coordinating on your email card and do all this stuff. So
I appreciate it.
As soon as the meeting's over, I'll fix that.
Thank you. That would be good.
Mary, what make your computer?
It's not my computer.
Okay.
You ask what
right.
Jack's computer
so anyway,
is, not me.
Yeah. So anyway,
I can drop it out of mine.
We're on PNB minutes, and just to give you this update, we have still quite a backlog, and I'll be communicating with our secretary for any draft minutes that I haven't seen. Some of these, for instance, we've approved some we have some executive session minutes that haven't been approved, and we have some open session minutes that were not approved for dates where we approved the closed session minutes, and so that's why I think we have about at least 12 sets of minutes that we're still going to have to work through, and I think confident we can.
Hmm. I'll check what I have compared to what
yeah.
I think we have.
I'll be sending you my list.
Yeah.
I could actually.
You
I can
send me
it.
Your list. Let's see if it's what I've got.
If you want, I can send it out right now.
Well, whenever.
Send it out to the.
You can send it. After you correct the list, then send.
Well, I worked on it today. It's correct.
No, I meant after you correct the list of this committee, then send.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I can just add you in.
Finish
anyway,
with that. We don't need them right this minute.
Yeah.
We can't approve minutes on this
yeah.
committee.
So anyway,
first get your list, your address, and then
yeah.
send it out. And then
right.
you don't have to do
okay.
any more.
Fine. Anyway, back to if there's no objection, we can move the agenda to schedule
yep.
next meeting for this committee. Do we want to schedule the next meeting,
no,
Madam
no.
Chair? Sherry? Sherry, are you muted?
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Do we need another coordinating committee teleconference?
Well, I think that we might just want to schedule one, like, on the, no, if we need one, I'll call you.
Yeah.
I think I have.
If we need one. Okay, that's fine with me.
I mean, there
it
might be a
working.
Day without a meeting, and then somebody might, need a meeting. So.
Yeah.
Saturday's open.
What?
Still
Saturdays.
Saturday.
We've never had a meeting on a Saturday. How about Saturday?
KPFA LSD meeting.
Oh, great.
We have it.
No, Saturday
KPFA.
Night.
Saturday
night. That'd be an interesting meeting.
It is. They are.
I might drive
Friday.
Up to that one.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll bring some
Friday. People like Friday meetings, too.
Mia likes the Friday meeting. Okay.
Thank you. Especially
you.
On my birthday and my wedding anniversary.
Thanks.
I just love
what
it.
What is Friday?
I said, especially on my birthday and my wedding anniversary.
Happy birthday.
What yeah, it's during the PMB meeting, both of them.
Okay.
Oh, joy.
All right,
Wait.
Folks.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Anyone, I'll entertain a motion.
I move
to
adjourn.
Adjourn.
So move.
Oh, great idea.
Okay. Jack.
Everyone.
Jack, send me whatever you
Bye-bye.
Need
I already did.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Bye.